Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started. We've got Disney stars, we've got Olympians, we've got football players, and we have lots and lots of dancers. Guys, I'm so excited. We are back with Dancing with the Stars. It's the official after show here on AfterBuzz TV, and we're going to get into it right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ah, yes!
Dancing with the Stars, baby!
We back, baby!
We know that song, hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dancing with the Stars After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I know you're not seeing Morgan and Teague right now, and that's because of all good stuff. They've booked work, which is great. But Carla and I are back.
Yes.
And we have a new Carla,
yes,
too. And of course, you guys know I'm Jeff Graham. I sometimes guest on the panel when they let me. I'm usually in the booth either way. I'm so excited. This is the Season 27 After Show for Dancing with the Stars, and we're covering the premiere tonight. I'm not alone, though, because, of course, we have two Carlas. So.
Yeah, Carla with a C and Carla with a K. So I am Carla with a C, Carla, yep. Renata, and next to me is...
Carla with a K, Carla Beltran.
And, of course, you guys know Carla Renata is a super fan of the show. First of all, Carla Renata is having a good year, I just got to say. You've been busy.
I've been mad busy.
If you guys have been following any film critic blogs, Carla's just kind of blowing up right now, which is super, super cool. But you're also a super fan of Dancing with the Stars.
I am a major fan of Dancing with the Stars since day one.
Yes.
I have been watching the show.
Hell yeah.
Yes, I know every pro, I know every dancer, I just love it.
And Carla with a K, we're going to call you KB and we're going to call you Renata. KB, you have a lot of connections with this show, so let the fans know you're a dancer yourself. Just give us the tea.
Yeah, so I actually danced for 13 years when I was younger. I did not pursue a career in dancing because my mom was like, there's no way you're ever going to, like, you know, make a career in dancing. But here I am hosting now, and I actually used to work for Dancing with the Stars. So it's really exciting to now be here sitting down kind of talking about the show. It's totally new, and I love it, and really excited to be a part of the show because I
love
insider. It.
You're
so
an
insider.
You're
an inside track.
Yes, I do.
She's like,
It's like, awesome.
All for right. Those watching live, I know we're later than usual, but I'm pulling up the chat now.
We are. I was actually trying to do it over here. I didn't want to make no noise. Though.
Perfect. Keep working
on
it. I've got, okay, great. We've got Joseph Boza back. We've got Rhoda. We've got Jasmine. It's fun to see all you guys. But we got to get into the show.
Yeah.
I want to know, before we talk about specifics, how did you guys feel? Oh, and I want to let you know we have some special segments. So we do have some news. We've got some good stuff coming. But we got to talk about the show. How did you guys feel overall about this premiere broadcast for season 27? KB, let's start with you.
I think this is so strong. Most of the time, I'm kind of a little bit like worried about, is there going to be good dancers? Because you see people and they're very talented, but dancing isn't easy and you have to be able to feel the music through, you know, and this season, they had such great people. I'm really, really excited to see like how they all progress as the weeks go on.
And then just as a sneak preview, one star that you're particularly excited about.
One, I need to look at the whole list.
I know there's so many.
Okay, I'm just gonna say this. I'm excited about the Argentinian guy.
Oh yes,
Juan Pablo. Tonight's dance, I think he was definitely by far my favorite dance of the night.
Cool.
Very, very good.
Yes. For what reason? Are you sure you like the dance?
It was a very good salsa.
If you guys are listening on the podcast, we are getting a little bit of fanning over here.
She's like, it's a very good salsa with her hands like this.
I think I'm even blushing right now.
Fair enough.
You are, girl. You're turning a little red. She's starting to match her lipstick.
Carla Renata, what did you think of tonight's show?
You know, It was okay. It was okay. But, you know, it kind of made up for when DeMarcus came on the screen because I was living for some DeMarcus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Baby, he came out there. That shirt was up. I'm like, well, all right now.
Sounds like he's your standout for this week.
Oh, by far.
He's a definite contender. There's always a football player in the finals.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always and Carrie Ann said it herself that football players have a huge legacy on this show, and this season is no different. Yeah. They always come out the box really strong, and then sometimes what happens with them, they either flounder halfway through or they become even stronger as the season goes on. So I'm really excited to see what's going to happen with DeMarcus from this point on.
Yeah, I hear you. I agree. He was great. I think this was a...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Good. Premiere, right? I don't think it was... There's nothing hugely exciting to report.
No.
It was kind of a standard premiere, but at the same time, I think we do have a really high level of talent this year.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of hoping for maybe one more shock or surprise, or I hate to say it, but, you know, someone falling or tripping or something.
You know, that's messed up, Jim.
It is, but the drama.
That's messed up. Well, you know it's going to happen sooner or later. Somebody always gets injured. Something
not
always injury. Happens.
I don't want injuries, but I like the unpredictability of sometimes a live broadcast. It seems like, for the most part, everything was pretty smooth. It's always fun when there's at least one shock moment.
But. Well, there was,
well,
right?
There kind of was. I wanted to save this for news, but since you mentioned it, we'll mention it now.
Yeah.
Apparently, Bobby Bones actually injured himself during... during rehearsal throughout the week, and he did fall at the end. When he started jumping, he actually fell.
I saw that.
And he almost, like, I don't know if he almost dropped his partner, but, like, his partner was like, oh my gosh, like, they didn't even really finish the dance, you know?
Well, we have plenty to talk about, so we're going to go, as you guys remember, we're going to go in order. We'll do our best. We have 13 couples to get through tonight, but let's start. We're going to talk about Milo Manheim and Whitney Carson. Nope, that's not right. We're talking about Mary Lou Retton.
Yes.
Alrighty, guys. We need Morgan back. All right, we're talking about Mary Lou Retton and Sasha Farber. They danced to Treasure by Bruno Mars. It was a cha-cha. It's really fun to see Mary Lou Retton back.
She has the best smile ever. Mm-hmm. She smiles and she just lights up the room. And her energy meshed with Sasha's, I think, was a good pairing for Dancing with the Stars this season.
Definitely. How'd you feel about Mary Lou?
I loved her. First of all, can I just comment on her legs? She is 50 years old. And I just want to say that when I get to being 50, I want to have her legs and to be able to dance the way she was dancing. I was like, yes. I was like, my mom is 50. And like, I am like, okay, definitely looking up to all the 50-year-old women right now.
Yeah. She was great. I mean, Olympians, especially gymnasts, are always pretty solid because, you know, on floor routines, they have to know how to dance. But she was moving, especially for someone her age. I thought she had nice lines.
Y'all are talking about 50 like she is 100. She's not 100 years old. She's 50. 50 is the new 30. Don't you know?
Yeah, that's right.
This is true.
I'm just saying. And as far as her body condition is concerned, she was a gymnast. Once an Olympian, always an Olympian. You know what I mean?
They always
just kind of keep in shape. But continue.
KB, as a dancer, how did you feel she did? Like, with specifics?
I honestly thought that she rushed through the dance.
Yeah.
I think that she was trying, sometimes, like, as gymnasts, I feel like they go really quick through the routine because they only have such a short amount of time. And I feel like that's kind of how she did with the dance. She was, like, she really rushed through it. And then some steps, like, I feel like that's why she missed some of the steps that she did, because of the pace that she was going at.
She's a little bit on top of the beat rather than kind of, like, sitting in the pocket with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did think she was pretty strong. I mean, I'm excited to see more of her. And she's one of those stars where you're really excited about who she is. You know she's going to bring a light to the show every week. And the thing is, we see that with gymnasts, though, a lot. Like, I think we saw this with Simone, too. Even really talented athletes, sometimes they move well, but they don't necessarily dance well.
Yeah.
So I feel like once she sits in the beat and sort of learns how to actually dance with the music, we're going to see some great stuff from her.
So in the chat room, they're saying that they agree with you that she did rush a little bit. They're also saying that they love the partnership, like we did with her and Sasha. And they said she's so positive, and it was an exciting opening to the show.
Agreed.
Yeah, it really was.
I think Sasha's good with those gymnasts because he can be kind of... he likes to tease as a coach. He can be kind of a tough coach. So I think he needs gymnasts because they've had it before. Mm-hmm. Whereas if he has these, like, you know, maybe softer 16-year-old Disney starlets, they're not ready for Sasha's approach.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. So I think Mary Lou and Sasha are going to have a great season. Now we're going to talk about Milo Manheim and Whitney Carson. Carly, you're our resident youngling on the panel. Were you familiar with Milo before going in?
I was not.
Okay. So you're not even that young.
No.
There's always one star where you're...
I'm familiar with Milo. You want to
I was going to say, Carla is working actress.
Mm-mm, yeah. But this is how I'm familiar with Milo. So I was on a TV show earlier this year as an actress called Living Biblically.
Yeah.
And one of my co-stars was Cameron Manheim, who is Milo's mom.
Oh, wow.
So that's how I know Milo.
Let's get him in studio.
Yeah. I'm going to try. But yeah, Milo... He has a very effervescent personality. He's a really good kid. Mm-hmm. He's on that TV show Zombies on Disney, yep. And he is killing it there. So I was really excited to see that he was announced to be one of the dancers for this season. I was like, yay, Milo, yay!
Yeah, I mean, speaking of Milo's dance, he was pretty good, especially for someone his age.
He was so good. In the beginning, I was like, oh my gosh, Milo's going to come out and be a zombie and, like, you know? But then he came out, and I was, like, surprised. I was like, I love his energy and his dance moves. He was actually moving. I was like, I like this. Like, he came out with such confidence, and you were totally able to see it shine through.
But what I'd really like to see from him, because he is so tall and his arms and legs are so tall, he's a little lanky.
A little gangly.
And, yeah, a little gangly. So in some moves, not all of them, but some of the moves, he looked like he was having a hard time getting his limbs under control. Yeah. So once he gets that under control, he's going to be a force to reckon with, I think.
He's young. I mean, he's a 17-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. And as someone who's 10 years older than him and also kind of gangly and lanky, I feel like I'm just now learning how to use my limbs. And for those of you who watch the show, you might even disagree with that. So I can relate, especially as, like, someone who was, like, kind of a skinny, tall kid. Sometimes it can feel like you've just got these.
Yeah, you just got these appendages going on. But, you know, he's a great personality. I think he did a really wonderful job. I mean, this is somebody who's not... this is what we forget sometimes when we're critiquing them. Most of these people have never danced before, or their dance experience is little to none. So to get on national television and dance in front of millions of people doing something that you've never done before takes chutzpah. It takes a lot of bravery. It takes a lot of honesty with yourself to go, you know, I may not be the best, but I'm going to go for it.
Absolutely.
That's something to be said for that.
Yeah, so he got a 20 out of 30. I forgot to mention Mary Lou got a 19 out of 30.
She did.
You can tell it's the first week because those scores aren't super high, and I thought both of their dances were pretty good for first week dances. So this is typical. Whether or not they were underscored or overscored, I think these are typical scores for a first week.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and move on and talk. Oh, and I forgot to mention they danced. Let's see.
They did the cha-cha.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep, they did the cha-cha. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to talk about Ivana Lynch and Keo Motsepe, Ivana, Harry Potter. This was fun to see Luna Lovegood on this show. Are you guys Harry Potter fans?
Okay, full disclosure. I think the first time I watched a Harry Potter movie was like a couple of weeks ago. Ooh, I know, shame on me. So sad. But when my niece came to visit, I did go do the Harry Potter thing at Universal, and I'm kind of sold. So I'm going to catch up on them. So, no.
You'll love it. I'm jealous. I'm the biggest Harry Potter fan in the world.
I love Harry Potter. When I was going through the list earlier today, I was like, okay, I need to prep for the show, so I need to see who's on here and, like, know a little bit about them. When I saw her, I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, Harry Potter.
I know. I particularly like Luna Lovegood.
The girl who can see the dead people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so she can see Thrasylls in the books if you're
a nerd. I love how you were like, she sees dead people.
I know, yeah. She's good. And I love her in the movies, but I haven't seen her much, so it's fun to see her back on the show. That being said, let's talk about her dancing. She's, again, paired up with Keo. They danced a foxtrot to Do You Believe in Magic, the Allie and AJ version. Very age-appropriate. I personally thought she did a really nice job. I think she's got really nice lines. I think she has the instincts of a great dancer, but I think she kind of has to be a little rough around the edges, maybe with timing and pacing. Carly, you're KB, more of a dancer.
I'm like, what?
What did you think of this?
For me, first of all, I wanted to give her props because... I feel like as an actress, you get denied a lot, like, you know, when you're working. And then she did tell her story about how she wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars because she was denied. She actually wanted to go to dance school, and she was denied at every school that she, like, applied to. So she said that this was her way of, like, kind of going back there and be like, wait, like, I can dance, you know, like, even though they kind of made her feel that she couldn't.
Yeah.
So I thought her performance was beautiful. I love the blue that she came out in. But I do think that she does have to slow her down on her pace. And I think she was doubting herself too much. Mm. I think she was like, okay, like, I need to go out there and be this great performer. And she didn't really, like, I didn't think she actually let herself feel the music as much as she could have.
Yeah. I will say, we see so many hold issues with Foxtrot. Like, I feel like that's always the criticism is, yeah. I've gotten the impression, at least, again, I'm not a ballroom dancer. You can speak to this more, but I feel like Foxtrot seems to require the most difficult holding position compared to most ballroom. And I thought their hold actually looked really good. I think when they were further apart and doing some, you know, spins, it didn't look as great, but I thought their hold looked really nice.
You know, this is the thing about being in hold, since you brought it up.
Yeah.
When they have to do these dances for the first time, mm-hmm. the first week on Dancing with the Stars, mm. it's really difficult to, like, get that close with somebody that you just met for, like, 2 weeks, even though you've been rehearsing with them every day. It's kind of uncomfortable. Yeah. And it takes a minute to establish that rapport and that chemistry and that trust that you are not going to feel awkward being next to that person. Mm-hmm. So I kind of get why some of them are like, I don't know if I'm going to be in hold with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you haven't danced before.
Exactly.
People
Absolutely.
Aren't used to the fact that it's a very intimate art form.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point, Carla. Well, they scored an 18. That feels like a bit of an underscore to me, especially considering.
Yeah, it was, because I think that their performance was definitely at least worth a 20.
Yeah, I feel like they were just as good as Milo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so underscored, but I like her. I think she has a sweet spirit, and I'm excited to see more. It's always fun when you have an Irish person or a British person on the show. It adds a little bit to the spice to the show.
I just love to hear them talk. I'm like, what are you saying? I don't know what you just said.
It's like, cool. I'm actually not paying attention to your words.
I'm just listening to your accent. I'm just listening to your voice because it sounds fabulous.
I love it. All right, well, let's talk about Danielle Umstead. It might be Umstead. We apologize if we're mispronouncing that. Again, this is the first night. She is an Olympian, and she is vision impaired. So there's always, you know, a very, very inspiring Paralympian in these shows. Really, really cool. And I think Artem is a great partner for her. How do you guys feel about this partnership before we talk about the dance?
I think it's a great partnership because sorry for the noise. He's always very sensitive to people that they bring on the show that have those types of conditions. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen him have a lot of empathy as opposed to a lot of support. So I think it's going to be a really good pairing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not only that, but I feel like he has a lot of patience. Mm-hmm. You know, he has the patience to actually want to spend the time to teach these people, mm-hmm. like the choreography. And that's why, like, I personally want to say, like, their dance was so beautiful, and you can tell that it was beautiful just because of their connection that they had. Like, she actually trusts him, and you can tell that he did enough in these 2 weeks for her to just, like, fully let herself go and trust him, like, completely.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. They danced to Rise Up. It was a foxtrot. What I really liked about this routine was there was specific choreography built in to challenge them. I mean, like, even those first steps down the staircase, you know, for someone with a severe vision impairment, it's probably not even easy without a cane or a guide dog going down a staircase.
Yeah.
And so I felt like the choreography was designed to sort of highlight the progress that they've made as a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about the specifics of the dance, KB, like in terms of their hold, maybe their lines, that kind of stuff?
I think the hold was nice, but I do feel like sometimes she was kind of like trying to, like, aim at to where he was, and sometimes it didn't line up, but it's understandable. Like, they've only had, like, such an amount of time to kind of, like, get used to it. And she did mention how she has to feel his knees and kind of, like, his movements so that she could project it as well. So I think that she was projecting it more on, like, as the way that he was doing it, and she wasn't letting herself enough to just kind of do, like, project it herself as how she would do it.
She was almost getting swallowed up by his artistry, not bringing her own artistry yet.
Mm-hmm.
You sometimes see that early in the show, I think, where the stars are still establishing themselves as artists.
Yeah.
They can sometimes fall second fiddle to the pro.
Mm-hmm.
We might have seen that here.
Yeah, you know, and I think that they probably put too much pressure on themselves in that first show. Like, everybody wants to come out the gate both barrels blazing because they've had a few weeks to work on it, as opposed to what's going to happen once the season gets started. They're going to have like 4 or 5 days to, like, you know, choreograph it, get the costumes together, tech it, and then do it live on live television. So I think sometimes people, especially most of these people that they have on the shows, the Olympians, the football players, they're really hard on themselves. They're like super critical about what they do in their life and in their professional, you know, sphere. So, yeah, I mean, I think that they all have a little hard time sometimes.
But definitely. Yeah. Well, we did get a nice moment. We brought her husband out, which was really sweet. And there's something about
her dog.
Like, and yeah, that was awesome. And there's something so wonderful about the non-press trained media actors. When you have athletes, there's something a little more earnest about that when you get to see families brought on, and just very Dancing with the Stars moment. Yeah. I loved it. They scored an 18, which, I don't know. I mean, I think maybe Ivana's dance was a little stronger, and they both got an 18. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm being shady. I don't know.
Are you?
You tell me. Am I being shady?
Chat room, is Jeff being shady? Let us know.
Bobby Bones is next.
Oh, my gosh.
This is quite a personality. How do we feel about Bobby Bones as a person before we dive into Bobby Bones as a performer?
I'm going to let y'all handle that.
He's a lot. But he's a big personality.
He's a big personality. So from what I was, like, reading about him is that he runs, a country show. So I was like, okay, so he definitely, if he does radio host, like, you could only hear him. So I feel like radio personalities need to have the personality out there because you're actually listening to them and you can't really see. It's not like a performance they're putting on for you, but the performance that he probably puts on the mic was definitely the same performance that he brought out on the stage. So yeah.
This is an example of, even if you're not the strongest dancer, if you're a really strong performer, you can win a lot of goodwill from the judges and the fans. Let's talk about their jive specifically. They danced a jive to Travis Tritt's Trouble.
Trouble.
Yes. A lot of personality, you know?
I wouldn't even say a lot of personality, like too much personality. Yeah. His personality shined through. Like, there was a point where I think I even stopped looking at his dance moves just because I was just enjoying how much he was enjoying his performance on stage. Like, it reminds you of that time, that first time that you go out into competition and you're so scared. But once you're out there, you're like, I really don't care if you like my dancing because I'm having so much fun. And that was legitimately his performance. And the way that he ended, he didn't even really end the dance. Like, he didn't end the, like, the pose. He's just like, he was like, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing.
He started celebrating right away.
Yes.
They say in the chat room that Bobby's face looked like he was being electrocuted. They also say that he was doing too much. Bobby was doing too much. He had some rhythm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then somebody else said he was electrocuted. They laughed. And then someone, Love By You, who is, can we just give a shout out to Love By You?
Yes.
Love By You is like a diehard Dancing with the Stars, After Buzz, After Show fan. Good girl. Thanks for tuning in. We love you, girl. Anywho, she said, first of all, that was not his personality. He seems very chill and calm on all his social media with Sharna. But he was like, wow. Where did that come from? I guess so. So, yay.
Yeah.
So he turned it on for the camera.
She says even Sharna was like, who is this person?
Yeah.
I do want to say the Love By You did mention Queen Sharna. Has she ever looked better than tonight?
She looks so
that
good.
Hair, that flaming red hair. Yeah. Oh, my God. I've never seen anybody wear red hair better than her.
Yeah, I know.
It's just beautiful.
It's her trademark.
It's beautiful.
I think that they're going to be a good partnership. Like, I think he might not thrive with, like, an Emma. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he needs a Sharna because he's a huge personality. But I was frankly surprised by how excited he seemed by all this.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have guessed he'd be the guy to, like, eagerly embrace the journey of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
If we're talking about his dance, I do think it was a little sloppy. I think his timing wasn't great, which, of course, with the jive, timing is everything. And, you know,
can be tricky.
With those leg kicks and stuff, he was a little floppy, I think.
A little lanky floppy.
Yeah. But at the same time, a jive is a tough first dance to come out to. I think he brought his all, and it's one of those things where the judges will give you some slack if they love your performance.
Yeah.
And you could almost argue he brought the strongest performance of the night. Well, not of the night, but up until this point, I think him and Milo might have been the strongest performers.
I think that's why he's the one that, like, that's why he probably got, like, a 20 instead of
an 18.
Yeah, because it's just of how the energy that he put out there, you know?
Absolutely. Okay, so Bobby scored a 20 out of 30. I don't know. Yeah, that feels fair because I think what he lacked in grace, he brought in spirit. Which I think maybe, like, you look at an Ivana who brought a lot of grace but maybe lacked some of that performance.
But, you know, think about it. Dancing with the Stars, if nothing, is predictable in the respect that they usually give people that are they'll end up calling Bobby the entertainer of the group, probably.
Yeah, you're right.
So whenever they have somebody that they deem as the entertainer, they always get like mad love from the judges because right. they love watching them. Their technique might suffer a little bit, but they love watching them yeah. perform the dances.
The Drew Carey,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
The Marie, the Donnie Osmonds, yeah. the Marie Osmonds. You know, the yeah. list could go on, child.
I'm sure they also want to keep him around because they can see he'll be a fan favorite. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, that is Bobby Bones. Let's talk about Juan Pablo DePace. KB, try to keep yourself together over
That's
there.
That's your favorite girl. We're gonna let you have that one.
Maybe I should go last for this one.
Yeah, fair enough.
Her face is beet red. Oh my god.
I gotta say, speaking of blushing though, what I will say is I don't think Cheryl Burke has ever looked better. I thought she looked good.
That's what yeah. they're saying in the chat room, that they yeah. loved how she looked tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Cheryl, I think Cheryl's never seemed better. She looks amazing. She's engaged right now, I think, to, yeah. I can't remember. Pull that up.
Y'all, tell us in the chat room, you know, who Cheryl Burke is engaged to, because I know y'all know.
All right, so let's talk about Juan Pablo. There's something to be said about a Latin man dancing to a Latin song.
He's sexy, honey. Let's just call it what it
Look,
is.
All I'm going to say sexy. Is that I agree with Len's comment. I will not repeat it, but I will say that I agree with his comment.
Oh, junk in the trunk, right? Yeah. The hunk with the junk in the trunk. Is that right? Yeah, they were dancing.
Len.
They were dancing a salsa to De Niro and... yeah, very strong. I mean, he's a good mover, you know?
Yeah.
Carla can't even speak. Do you have any specific thoughts on his dance? Maybe his technique, how he was moving? What do you think?
So, in salsa, as a Latin person myself,
yes.
The male has to be the Ooh. Dominant person. And I know that they said a little bit that maybe he was too dominant, but I think... It's salsa, and the male should be dominating the dance, and yeah. I think he did a great job. He was like, the way that he grabbed her, he's like, oh, where you think you're going? Come back to me. I love that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of my favorite moves when you're, like, starting to twirl away from the guy, and he's like, just kidding, come back to me. I love that. I personally think that his technique, definitely the salsa, was really strong for him to start out.
It felt like a very natural zone for him.
Yeah,
I
it did.
So I'll be interested to see how he does with like a foxtrot or a jive, because yeah. it does seem like Latin style dancing is very comfort zone for him. So I don't know. I think we might see him suffer a bit with like a foxtrot, but who knows?
And strong. The chat room says that Cheryl is engaged to Matthew Lawrence.
Matthew Lawrence. Okay. That's right. And it was like a Disney guy. good for them. Okay. So they scored a 22 out of 30. That feels deserved.
The highest score.
Yeah.
Up to that point.
Yeah.
I am predicting a lot of Bruno obsession with Juan Pablo.
Oh, I'm please. Yeah, you know that's coming.
I'm already exhausted.
You know it's coming.
I'm already exhausted.
We know how Bruno rolls.
Yes.
Mm. Well, all I'm going to say is I want Juan Pablo to stay on the show for as long as he can.
Fair enough. KB has spoken.
You are cracking me up right now. I cannot handle you.
All right. So we've just been told everybody we've got to pick up the pace. So again, there's so many people who are doing our best, guys.
Yes.
Nikki Glaser. I'm personally a huge fan of Nikki Glaser. I'm a big comedy fan. I've interviewed her a couple times. Super fun to see her on this show. And I got to say, based on who she is, I would have never thought she'd do a show like this. Really? So how do we feel about Nikki Glaser and how do we feel about her performance?
Katie. Okay.
So I personally love that when she said that she wanted to do Dancing with the Stars, she couldn't wait to wear like a hot outfit. Girl, let me just say, she came out and once they took off the bottom of her skirt, I was like, yes. I was like, that outfit, you got it. You killed it. Her performance wasn't as like strong, but I think that she just, anybody can dance and she can get better as she practices. And it's hard to dance salsa. Like there's a lot of like hip movement. And if you've never done that hip movement before, I could completely understand that like, you don't know which way to go and where your shoulders are going and everything. But I think that she had a great performance.
Yeah, chat room is saying that they felt like Nikki was a little awkward.
She was. But at the same time, she's a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you look at young Disney stars and you're like, they've never danced before, but they probably have, right? They've probably gone to acting camp or theater camp.
Child, they have been at a club somewhere turning up. So
exactly. But when you look at like stand-ups, like a Chris Kattan, or you look at a Nikki Glaser, they've never had to do this kind of theater before, right? They've built their acclaim on writing and performing stand-up comedy. So they are at a significant disadvantage compared to people who have done Broadway or done theater shows. And given all that, I think she's doing a nice job. You know, she's all in. She's going for it. She's game. I think she's enjoying Dancing with Gleb. That seemed like something that was true from the package. Mm-hmm. But I think she's got a fun personality. It was fun to see her riff with the judges. I like the comment of she'll make sure that her arms give her legs a call so that they can get more synced up.
Okay, that's hilarious.
She was so funny even when they were giving her comments.
Yeah. So I've got high hopes for Nikki. I like her a lot. I've interviewed her. She's great. So Nikki Glaser, we're on your team. Keep it up.
Definitely.
Up next, we have, Alexis, Ren, and Alan. Oh, Nikki, real quick.
Got a 17.
That feels fair.
Yeah, feels good.
Definitely. All right, Alexis, Ren, and Alan Bernstein. So she is a social media influencer. I went to her Instagram and quickly understood why she has 12.8 million followers, I'll just say.
I don't know if I like the way you said that, Jeff Graham.
Well, you know, I'm just...
I'm kidding.
Okay. I'm nervous getting hot here.
I know. He's like, let me fan you. Let me fan you a little bit.
But... She seems like a sweet girl. I think her and Alan have a nice partnership. And the reason she's doing this is really a sweet reason, right? This was her mom's favorite show. So she's doing this in tribute to her mom. I actually thought she was a pretty strong dancer.
She was. I actually thought that her dance was really, it was really cute. It brought out a different side of her personality. I think the thing with social media influencers or anybody that's in social media, you only really get to see the personality through their pictures. Mm-hmm. So this is a different platform for her to be able to shine and to be able to show her personality in different, like in different dances and in different ways where people can, you know, hear her talk. And just, I think that this was a great way for her to start, Dancing with the Stars with this specific dance.
Absolutely, yeah. They danced a jive to Good Golly Miss Molly, and it was fun. I liked the theming. I will say, I felt like she was a little bit in her head or something. Like,
yeah,
I just don't
I think
feel
she was
like,
afraid to do the full performance.
She was hitting the moves and doing a fine job, but I just don't really see... It didn't feel like she broke through to actually show us who she was. It feels like maybe she's kind of giving us the polished veneer, and I felt like... You know, you can dance something well, but that doesn't mean you're performing it well. And I'm not sure.
That's a good point.
I don't feel like she was engaged with Alan or necessarily engaged with the audience. I feel like she was kind of going through the motions. So I hope we see a little bit more of who she is as we move forward because she seems a little guarded right now.
Yeah.
But that's just my take. She scored a 21 out of 30. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I feel a little bit mad about the whole thing. I want to see more of who she is because right now I'm a little bored with her personally.
I think the problem it might be that she just feels like there's so many eyes on her. Not only the like now, this is her first time being on probably national television, which is a whole nother platform besides her social media. So I think that's probably why she's a little bit guarded. But I think she's going to receive great feedback from this from her first dance. So hopefully that will give her some confidence for tomorrow night's dance.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely. Okay, next we're going to talk about John Schneider and Emma Slater. This is always fun, the old guys. Carla, you're already sighing.
I'm sighing because y'all are like the old guys. He ain't that old. Y'all making folks sound like they 100. But I'm going to wait. I don't even know. He must be like in his 60s because we're talking about Dukes of Hazzard.
So 58.
Okay. Yeah, he's 58.
Yeah, you're very close.
See, he's in his 50s. Y'all like, oh, he's so old.
Not old, but just seasoned.
So, okay. So, John Schneider danced with Emma Slater, and she's season 24 champ of Dancing with the Stars. And, you know, they had that Dukes of Hazzard skip right beforehand. Before they started dancing, that was corny as hell. I'm just saying, it was corny as hell. They danced to the Foxtrot, and in Emma in that Southern accent, it was cute, but it was wearing me down to a frazzle after a while. And then Carrie Ann said about them that he knows his way around a dance floor. Lynn said it was a bit fluff and lacked finesse and fluidity throughout. And he tried to call him. Speaking of old, so Lynn made a comment about John. John thought he was calling him old, and he looked like he was going to kind of go in on Lynn for a minute. I was like, ooh, don't go there. Yeah. You're just starting. You don't want to make one of the judges mad. And he said that, and Bruno said it was sometimes rough, sometimes smooth, but always interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of get Matt Ross vibes here of, like, very earnest, maybe not the strongest dancer, but, like, going to give it your all and win over America through your commitment to the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he got through it. You know, he moved. He wasn't hitting the moves with grace or finesse.
Moved.
Yeah. But to his credit, he hit more steps than Grocery Store Joe. We can put it at that.
That he did. I mean, honestly, sometimes I also think that with the dances, it depends on the song that they put for somebody to play. And I feel like the song might have been a little bit too slow for him.
Yeah.
So, and I don't even think it was him. I think he was ready to go out there. But I just think that the song really is kind of somewhat what might have stopped him from going all out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's the kind of dancer that America will come to like just because he's a bit of an underdog and he's earnestly embracing the process.
Yeah.
And let's just put this out there. He is on the Have and the Have Nots, the Tyler Perry show on OWN.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, the Tyler Perry fans are going to get behind him.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of them.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Whatever. It's Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What are you going
to
do?
It's all good. Okay, we are going to talk next about...
Oh, wait, there's scores.
Oh, 18. Yes, thank you.
So they got a 7, a 5, and a 6, which was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, it is kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it feels like it averages out right, though. To me, that was a 6, so the fact that we got a 7, a 5, and a 6 feels just about right. All right, Tinashe. Now the show starts with Tinashe.
Damn. Show started with DeMarcus, but okay.
How, KB, how do you feel about Tinashe?
Okay, Tinashe, Juan Pablo obviously is my favorite male on the show. Tinashe, definitely my favorite female on the show. She came out and she killed it. She is a triple threat because she sings, she writes, and she dances. And she definitely showed us that she could dance tonight on the show. I really wish it would have started with her because it would have been really strong to start with her and to end with DeMarcus.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did the jive, and this is Brandon. Brandon was a troop member. Her partner, Brandon, was a troop member for seasons and seasons and seasons. And this time, he's a pro, so this is his first time being a pro.
Dancer. Thank you. Yeah,
yeah. This is his first time being a pro after being in the troop for a minute. And Tinashe, I just want to bring out that she sung for Katy Perry, among lots of other people, so let's put that out there. I love that.
Yeah.
That girl had legs for days.
Yeah.
I mean, her legs could not go on far enough. But the thing is, as long as her legs were, she had some issues keeping them straight.
Yeah.
Like when they would do the lifts, not lifts, but the thing where she goes underneath his leg, her knees would bend. I'm like, Miss Thing, I'm going to need you to straighten them legs and point them toes. Come on now. You can do it. Lynn says she has snap, crackle, pop. Bruno says she was clean and precise and that you put your thing in it. I love the fact that he said that. And then Carrie Ann called her a star and said that she needs to see her shine a little bit more.
Definitely. Yeah. I think that's a great point that you make about maybe there's a little bit of kinks around the ballroom aspect because, you know, she's a hip-hop artist. Obviously, she knows how to move, but it's going to be fun to see her really unlock the subtleties of ballroom. I'm kind of getting Normani vibes here a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I forgot about, definitely. Definitely. Somebody said they are living for seeing all this melanin on ABC. Baby, I am too, as somebody who is melanin. So, I'm sorry, I digress.
No, I love it. I agree. So, speaking, getting away from the melanin, let's talk about Nancy McKeon from The Facts of Life. She's dancing with Val. They danced quick step.
You guys, can we not forget that she
actually
got the highest score of
one,
the evening?
Yeah, they tied with somebody else who we'll talk about in a second.
I think she was underscored, personally, with a 23.
I think she was, too.
She was, too. But I think for the night, because I personally feel like the highest score, or like, not necessarily the highest score, but the score that was given the most was a 6. I think that she made it, like, okay with a 23.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to talk about Nancy and Val right now. They danced a quick step to It Don't Mean a Thing by Club Des Belugas.
Yep.
Fine.
Solid.
You know, she kept leading with her hips whenever she would walk. Mm. She would lead with her hips. And I'm like, I'm going to need you to stand up straight and just walk. So I'm hoping that they'll work with her on that. She looked like she was having a loads of fun. I really loved her on Facts of Life. Yeah. I love that she's a contestant here at Dancing with the Stars. She was a little stiff, but she had a great personality. Bruno said that she was giving... He said she had face for every step and every accent, which she kind of did. And he told her to watch her frame, and he loved the attack and energy. Carrie Ann said, love how she told the story, but she needs better body contact, like we were talking about earlier. And she was a little wobbly. And Lynn said, he said it was nothing fancy, Nancy, but a good, solid performance.
Yeah, she's off the inner head. You can tell she's thinking the dance as she's doing it, which makes sense, of course. It's
she
the
definitely
first
got into the character of a dancer.
Yeah, and they got 6, 6, and 6.
Okay, 18. That feels fair. Mm-hmm. Okay, Grocery Store Joe, are you guys Bachelor fans?
No.
We were just saying when we were watching the show.
I said that so quickly. Some people are probably super fans.
I know, folk are going to be mad at me, but I just can't with The Bachelor. And I won't go into it now, but because we short on time.
I don't like any Bachelor nothing. If it starts with a batch something, I'm not interested.
Girl, up top, give me some.
Well, I know Love By You in the chat's a huge Bachelor fan. I produce the after show here, so I do sometimes watch the show. But Grocery Store Joe has kind of taken over the franchise, which is crazy because he was kicked off his first week. People just, there's a charm about him that people are unable to identify, but they love it.
He's cute. He's so cute. Charming.
He's very adorable.
How do we feel? Is he an adorable dancer, though? How do we feel?
We definitely have the same name for a reason.
Yeah. No, he was a half a step behind for most of the dance. He was a great partner, though. He partnered very well. Again, he was stiff. He had bent knees. The audience gave him a standing O, I was like, really? A standing O? But okay, it's the first week. I'll let y'all have a pass. And the thing that I love is he's like, I got eliminated day one on The Bachelorette. I'm not going to get eliminated here. I don't know. Lynn said, I like you. Nice personality. Was really rooting for you. But he kept his comments very close to the vest. Bruno said, you can't have everything, which was kind of shady boots. And called him, he says, he's not a professional dancer. And Carrie Ann was like, you're not quite a dancer yet. So all of the judges seem to agree with the fact that he has some work to do.
He has some work to do, but we like Joe. Joe, we wish you the best. He's clearly not a dancer.
He's not a dancer, but anybody can be taught to dance.
Yes.
You just have to listen to a lot more music that has rhythm with it.
He's charming. He's charming.
Yeah, we'll see how he does. That's 14 out of 30.
Yep.
Feels about fair.
Lowest score
all right,
of the
we
night.
We have 3 minutes left, so let's quickly talk about DeMarcus.
Honey, 3 minutes is not enough for me to talk about DeMarcus, but he is a Super Bowl champion. He's paired with Lindsay Arnold, who this is her 12th season on Dancing with the Stars. Yes. They did a cha-cha. He seems really sweet, funny, and charming. When he jumped over her head, that move, I was like, I screamed out loud. Lynn said he had a fantastic presence, wonderful personality, and not a bad dancer. Bruno said he had, he's called him delightful, delicious DeMarcus, the dancer, light as a feather. Carrie Ann was like, football players have a huge legacy to live up to on Dancing with the Stars, and now we see why.
Yeah.
And we did see why, because he knocked it out of the park.
KB, how did you feel about the dance?
I loved his performance. In the beginning, I was a little bit afraid because, of course, NFL player, I feel like they come out and they're trying to be like NFL. But he came out with the cutest personality, and he can move. So I was very, very satisfied with his dance. I think that he did great. There was a little bit of like a hiccup here and there, which is completely understandable. But I'm very excited to see him thrive through the show, and I'm pretty sure that his dancing is going to just get stronger.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely got that solid football player build, but that ability to be, you know, sort of that hulking athlete with the ability to move gracefully, which we see at least one every season. So excited for that. We are going to very quickly move through some segments, guys. Let's go ahead and do our favorite look of the night. Carla, we'll start on your end and see what you think. Unless, if you want to think about it, I've got mine.
Can I think about it?
I got to say, I don't think Cheryl Burks ever looked better. I thought she looked great tonight. She had my look for the night.
I concur.
Yeah.
So I concur.
Cheryl Burke looking great.
Yep, I concur. And I also, KB.
I was trying to find like what was my favorite dress, but actually I'm going to go with DeMarcus because I really, really loved the blazer and then the fact that he had his number, like a number in the back and stuff. I was like, I like this outfit.
I love how she said it, but she's like, I like this outfit. You are funny. I cannot. So I concur with you. I concur with you. So I'm kind of torn. So there's that. And who do we think might go home next week?
Yeah. Do we have any news before predictions? I just want to make sure we're not.
The news was Bobby getting like
so
hurt.
Let's get into it. Let's do some short predictions. Who are we worried about? Carla's asking.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Definitely Joe. I have a feeling that Joe, I'm actually concerned, as far as males go, I'm concerned about Joe, and females, I'm actually concerned about Nikki.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm unfortunately worried about Nikki, too, just purely from a demographic perspective. I will say, because it's ABC, because of the Bachelor tie-in, because Joe the Grocer is charmed America, I think he's going to ride the wave for a while. I'm worried about Nikki Glaser because I think I'm probably one of four people that loves like a UCB comedy show but also loves Dancing with the Stars. Like if there's a Venn diagram of Dancing with the Stars fans and Nikki Glaser fans, I think it's a very thin middle is what I'm guessing. So as much as I love Nikki Glaser and as much as I love her stand-up, I am worried about her.
Yeah.
Even though I like her a lot.
I'm worried about her. And then if you think about Joe, I would probably think if the next one would probably be John.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but for next week, we think it might be between Nikki and Joe, yeah?
I'm thinking Joe's going to be safe just because America loves him.
I was saying because of the Bachelorette, he might Bachelor franchise and
all the fans.
Has such a huge fan base. Yeah.
I think Nikki and John might be a safe bottom two. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. But for those of you guys in the chat or in the comments, let us know who you think is going to be the bottom two. Let us know who your front
runner
is.
They agree with us.
Yeah.
Do they?
Who's
agree with
your
us?
Favorite?
I love
they
it.
Agree with us that it may be Nikki or Joe.
All right, and quickly around the horn, let's do a quick favorite and quick predicted winner.
Predicted winner of the season?
Yes.
Oh, DeMarcus.
DeMarcus
Tinashe.
To win. Tinashe to win.
Yeah. They'll be in the final two.
They will Tinashe be in the final and, two, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, but DeMarcus is my boy, so yeah.
I think you're right.
Oh, I
think
I they'll like be Juan the. Pablo.
Yeah, I think Juan Pablo could be like kind of a dark horse because I think he's. I could see him being the kind of dancer who really excels, like learns super fast. I think Tinashe is going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to stand by that. And my favorite right now, I kind of liked Mary Lou Retton.
Aww.
You know, I love the Olympics. All right.
I do too. But you know what else we love?
Yes.
We love some After Buzzers, honey, because
yes,
our
we
network
do.
Produces our shows, nearly all your favorite TV shows here at After Buzz TV, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need y'all's help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And you know what else? If you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't worry about that, because they're optional. So hit that subscriber button on the YouTube channel now for this channel. Check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know how we did in the comments, and we'll thank you on the air, like I thanked Love by You earlier in the podcast.
Yes.
So for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Well said, Carla Renata. yes, subscribe, guys. It's awesome. And again, the notifications are optional. So
they are.
You've only got stuff to gain. That's all I got to say. Well, that was our show, guys.
I know. That wraps it up. Thank y'all for hanging in there with us, for Dancing with the Stars. Yes.
Let's get out of here. You know, guys, first, week one is crazy. We try to get through it as fast as we can. I'm sure we missed stuff. So hop in the comments. Let us know your highlights. Let us know your thoughts. We will join you. We will respond. Or you can reach out to us on Twitter. You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. I love talking all things DWTS, so get on there and chat with me. I probably won't be on the panel next week, but I will be in the booth. So I will hopefully continue to watch the show, and you know I've always got opinions. Yes. I think we'll have Carla in this seat next week, which will be great.
Yes. And you can find me across all social media platforms at The Kirby Critic. You can check me out on Sundays doing the BHL Black Tomatoes Film Review Show, and here on AfterBuzz at General Hospital. And where can we find you, KB?
Well, you guys can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran, or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
Amazing. Guys, great show. This is super fun. And we will see you guys next week here on Dancing with the Stars.
Our Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.